reflective responses. This type of listening provides a mirror to the speaker so that the state or emotion they are in is recognized. Bolton gets us to picture a young mother on a morning when everything is going wrong. The baby cries, the phone rings, the toast gets burnt. If her husband notices this and says something like, "God, can't you learn to cook toast?" the woman's reaction is likely to be explosive. But picture an alternative. The same events happen, and the husband says, "Honey, it's a rough morning for you. First the baby, then the phone, now the toast." This is a reflective response, acknowledging what his wife is experiencing without any judgment or criticism. Imagine how much better she will feel. Reflective responses work because people don't always wish to spell out what they are really feeling. They beat around the bush. Only by being reflective, not reactive, are we able to discern their real message. Psychologists talk of the presenting problem and the basic problem. What presents is what a person says is the matter, and behind it is the real problem. This is why we have to listen for the feeling in a conversation. That points us in the right direction, whereas a common mistake is to try to make sense of the words only. People complain that reflective listening takes more time and effort. It does in the short term, but it is likely to avoid major troubles that blow up later on as the result of poor communication. Assertiveness skills. Bolton likes to think of listening as the yin, the receiving aspect, of communication, while assertiveness is the yang, the active aspect. Because of the poor communication skills most of us have been taught, when we want something, we choose between either nagging or aggression, or we avoid the issue altogether. These responses stem from the basic fight-or-flight modes we operate with as animals. But as humans, we also have a third option, verbal assertion. We can stand our ground, yet not be aggressive. This is easily the most effective means of communication for most situations. Yet most of us either forget assertion or don't know how to use it. The whole point of assertion statements is to produce change without invading the other person's space. There is no power or coercion involved, as the focus is on a result. We can remain very angry, and the other person knows it from what we are saying. Yet at the same time, it allows us not to be hostile or aggressive. They are left to decide for themselves how to respond to the message, which allows them to retain their dignity, while we have taken a big step in getting what we want. Conflict prevention and control. What we really want in life is situations where everybody wins. Bolton presents the counterintuitive idea that if we define a problem in terms of solutions, one person wins and the other loses. To get win-win outcomes, we have to focus not on the solution, but on each party's needs. For instance, he worked with a group of nuns who only had one car between them. Several of them needed the car to make visits and go to meetings, so there were inevitable clashes. When one person had the car, the others lost out. But Bolton asked them what each of them needed. The need they identified was transportation, and use of the group's car was only one solution to that. Seeing the situation in terms of needs meant that many other possible solutions appeared. As the old saying goes, a problem well defined is a problem half solved. Bolton provides a step-by-step process for identifying needs, which then lead to a solution. Using this method, surprisingly elegant answers can be found to questions we may have thought were intractable. But it first requires us to really listen to what other people require to make them happy. Final comments. People Skills has been around for a quarter of a century and still sells well. What is the secret of its longevity? First, the book rests on a strong intellectual foundation, referencing ideas from the likes of Carl Rogers, Sigmund Freud, and Karen Horney. Secondly, it sticks to the fundamentals, not trying to cover every aspect of interpersonal relations, but focusing on three vital, learnable skills: listening, asserting, and resolving conflict. Although the book seems long and there is a fair amount of repetition, It contains some highly useful tips and techniques that can be applied immediately. Nowhere does PeopleSkills ask us to change our personality to become a warm and fuzzy people person. What it does do is show us well-researched techniques that can make a dramatic difference in our effectiveness. We suddenly understand what people are really saying, and we begin to be able to communicate what we truly want in a direct fashion. Conversely, if we still have a tendency to think that having good people skills means the ability to manipulate others into doing or saying something that suits us, not them, Bolton's book reminds us of the three pillars of respect that really produce good relationships: empathy, non-possessive love, and genuineness. Robert Bolton. Bolton is the head of Ridge Associates, a training and consulting firm founded in 1972 that focuses on workplace communication and interpersonal skills. He previously created training programs for the New York State Department of Mental Hygiene, then also founded a psychiatric clinic. His other book, written with his wife, Dorothy Grover Bolton, is People Styles at Work: Making Bad Relationships Good and Good Relationships Better, 1996.